The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, Gasoline and the Hornet. The Green Hornet strikes again.
What is the matter with this car? It's going to stop again.
Hanged if I know. Just a few miles a week of legal driving, and hang it all, we can't even get that without trouble.
It stalled on me 3 times in the past week.
It's that gasoline, I guess.
There. Stalled again.
I told you to get Sanders' gasoline.
I did. There must have been some of the old gas in the tank. Well, he'll have to phone for the garage man.
Mr. Reed, here's another full-page ad for Sanders gasoline.
So I see. Well, give it to Blake. Tell him to check it with a fine-tooth comb before he runs it. There's something funny about this Sanders and the gas he sells.
Sanders, that's all I hear. Now get me some advertising that will sell my gasoline for a change. What kind of an advertising man are you?
But, Mr. Malcolm, Sanders undersells
and out-advertises us. I'm going to call on Britt Reed at the Sentinel and ask his advice about some special advertising.
I'll be glad to.
I went to school with Reed. He'll read our ads, and if they're bad, he'll say so.
Yes, sir.
And if he does, you can find a new job.
Reed, there isn't anything wrong with the Sanders gasoline ad. I checked with Blake.
There's nothing to do but run the ad, Miss Case.
Very well.
Oh, where's Axford?
In my office at his desk. Do you want him?
No, I just want
to... I tell you, he's in conference.
There he is.
You can't go in there. His office is private.
Oh, stand aside. I'm in a hurry. Reed!
I don't care who you are.
Mercy.
You can't go in
there. George Malcolm.
Reed, this guy's hard to handle. I tried to stop
Relax,
him.
Relax, Axford. George, you're a sight for sore eyes. How are you anyway?
Rotten. That's why I'm here to see you, Britt.
That'll be all for now, Miss Case.
Yes, sir.
Wait. What's that you have?
This?
Let me see it.
Why, it's just a layout.
Sanders gasoline.
Please, after all.
Close that door as you leave. What I have to say to Reed won't sound good to your gentle ears.
Oh, Casey's you
Axford.
To hear in a...
This case. Outside.
Come on, Michael.
Well, I don't blame you, Malcolm. I see you're being undersold by Sanders.
Undersold and outsold at every station in the chain, and Reed, in these days of gasoline rationing, every coupon counts. We've had 5 stations fold in the last 2 weeks, and unless Sanders is brought in line, there'll be more.
Well, how does he undersell outside?
That's what I want to know. Britt, I'm trying hard to be calm about this, but I've reached a point where I'm likely to blow my top at any moment.
Well, what's the trouble? I mean, what can I do?
Look, Britt, you run a newspaper.
Well, thanks for that. My secretary and dad will hardly admit as much.
You're in a position to know a lot about a lot of people. I mean, you hear things, you hear about things. Probably you sometimes see things that never get the dignity of printer's ink. Is that true?
Yes, but why?
You might know darn well that someone is an out-and-out crook, but unless you could back an assertion with ironclad proof, you couldn't say anything about it.
Well, let's admit that to bring us to the point.
Sanders.
Sanders of Sanders Gasoline.
What do you know about him?
Very little.
How much can you learn about him?
Well, I can just about get his whole life history if it would mean anything to you.
Britt, that man is a crook. He's in some crooked game right now. I know it. He has to be.
To undersell you?
To sell a better grade of gas than we can get and at a lower price.
I see.
I've had men checking to see if he gets coupons for all the gas he sells.
Does he?
He does.
As far as you know.
I had a government man watching the place. Even the OPA and the FBI were suspicious. They made a thorough check on every one of the Sanders stations, and they couldn't find a single violation.
Well, how does he get his gasoline?
I don't know that. As much as he sells, he seems to get all he needs. I'm constantly running short.
It's a strange situation.
More than that, there's something crooked. There's some crooked work in back of it. What it is, I don't know, but I've got to find out or go broke.
What about the grade of gasoline?
Well, a lot of gas is a poorer grade than it used to be. We all know that, and there's nothing to do but blame it on Hitler and make the best of it. But Sanders' gasoline is better than ours.
It really is?
Yes, we had a test made.
Well, I have heard people say that his ads were untrue, that the gas he sells is very bad.
Not according to our tests or to the government tests.
He sells from tank cars, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
You tested the gas in the tank car?
I went as far as that. I had men draw a sample directly from the tanker, and that's what I had tested. I might say that it was most embarrassing to find that his gas had a higher rating than ours.
Well, Malcolm, I don't know what I can do.
Can't you get me the facts on Sanders' past, his background, what he did before he came here and opened the stations?
I can do that,
but it would verify my suspicions if I found that he had a criminal record.
I'll do my best. Well, by the way, can you recommend a government agent? You said that someone had checked on Sanders.
There's a fellow named Malone, Dan Malone. He's a squarer man, as I know.
Thanks.
I didn't ask him to check on Sanders' background, Britt, because I didn't want to ask him to do it for nothing. And I wouldn't try to offer him cash. He's very particular.
I understand.
If you plan to engage someone to investigate Sanders, get a private agency of some sort.
If I plan to engage anyone, Malcolm, I'll do what you ask.
Yeah. Thanks, Britt. I do need help.
You need a vacation, brother. If you don't get it soon, you'll crack up.
Maybe you're right. But I can't take a vacation now. I'll see you soon.
I'll let you know if I learn anything. I'll have Axford start on it right away.
Reed, what was that you were saying about me?
So long, Malcolm.
Bye.
Reed, I...
Close the door.
I couldn't help overhearing me name, but
Axford, that was George Malcolm. A very good friend of mine.
I didn't know who or what he was when he came busted in and headed for your office. I thought maybe you got him sore at something in the paper and he was coming to shoot you or something. Why, golly, sure had fire in his eye.
It's all right, Axford.
And there's something else I wanted to speak about as soon as I got the chance.
Well?
It's about gasoline, too.
Gasoline?
Reed, me feet ain't, I mean to say, they aren't what they used to be.
Don't tell me you want to rub them with gasoline.
No, is that good?
Well, I've never heard of it being particularly beneficial, but then one never can tell.
The point is, Reed, I can't do much walking. This job gets me down when I got to go to many places. What with the shortage of cabs and the way it is to get around. And besides that, a man of my weight wears out his shoes fast. And shoes being ration a dollar.
Axford. What do you want?
Ration book. One that'll let me use me car a little more. Holy crony, ticket don't do me no good at all.
Well, perhaps we can solve it by giving you less outside assignment.
Oh, no, Reed, not that.
Well, Axford, we'll talk about that later.
I thought that with your recommend, the OPA office...
I sent for you, Axford, because I want you to get your car out and fill the tank with Sanders gasoline.
Fill the tank? Reed, are you kidding? I don't fill the tank no more.
You're going to fill it today if it takes your last ticket.
Oh, golly, it's sure a shooting will. But I use Sanders gas all the time anyhow.
I want you to get a tank full... and see if you can persuade the attendant to accept cash instead of A-tickets.
Oh, you mean I'm to try and bribe him, huh?
Yes, and Axford, be subtle about it.
Don't worry, Reed. I'll be subtle.
Talk to that guy and Dame. They're squawking about the gas, Jim.
I'll give him the old one, too.
That big lug with a derby wants to see you, too.
Don't tell me he's got a squawk.
I don't know. He wants to see the station manager.
Hey, buddy, are you the boss?
Keep your shirt on. I'll be with you in a minute. Yes, sir. Is there something wrong?
My motor is wrecked with your gasoline.
The man in the garage told us.
Sanders' gasoline?
Yes. I've used it exclusively for...
I'm sorry, sir. It couldn't be the gas. You can see the analysis of our gasoline.
We know what the man in the garage told us. He certainly should know what he's talking about.
Lady, sometimes these garages get too businesslike.
What do you mean?
Well, I worked in one of them before I went to work for Sanders. I quit because of the way they made me hook the customers. I say, we'd tell them everything was wrong. Sell them spark plugs they didn't need, valve jobs, all kinds of things. They'd never know the diff. Then when there was something wrong with the car that we couldn't make a good profit on the job, we'd tell them it was the gasoline. Blame it on gas.
I wonder.
Here, you take this card. You take your car to this joint. The guy is a friend of mine. He'll fix your motor at the right price.
We'll try it.
You stick to Sanders gasoline and you'll be all right.
Hey, buddy.
Take it easy. I'm coming.
Look, I got to fill me tank with gasoline, see?
Yeah? What about it?
Well, I thought maybe if I paid enough, you wouldn't be needing the tickets for the gas.
We'll fill your tank, mister, if you got the tickets. And let's see the tickets. And the tickets better be attached to the sheet, too.
That evening, Britt Reed was in his apartment with Cato, his faithful Filipino valet and the only living person to know him as the Green Hornet. Axford had just finished telling about his trip to the gas station.
I was as subtle as I could be, Reed, and still that guy wouldn't give me gas without the ticket. So I guess the standard outfit is on the level.
Then, Axford? That's that.
But wasn't it rotten the way those folks were took in by that garage?
How do you know they were? Maybe it was the gasoline.
I don't think so, Reed.
Well, I'll tell you what, Axford. If you're going to police headquarters this evening, take my car. I seldom use it, and there's plenty of gasoline in it. And that'll help you out on your own supply.
Say, Reed, that's well of you. You don't mind if I go and chew the fat with Doyle for a while?
No, go ahead.
I better get started then before it gets too late. I'll see you later.
Yes, Axford. Cato.
Yes, Mr. Briggs?
Axford will leave his car in the garage. We'll make our own test of Sanders' gasoline.
Oh, very well.
We'll take a few ounces from the tank and we'll put it through tests in the laboratory.
Very well.
And when you go to the lab, stop off and check the Black Beauty. We might be using it tonight.
Yes, Mr. Britt.
Meanwhile, I'm going to call Mr. Sanders on the phone.
You join me in the laboratory?
Presently, Cato. Presently. Sanders?
Speaking.
I want to remind you of the fact that you have an income tax report to file within a few weeks.
You needn't remind me of that.
Do you keep the date upon which you make out that return in your home or your office?
Why, I happen to have it in my home, but what are you getting at?
Well, would you be interested in some expert help?
No, my accountants take care of it.
I see. Well, very well, Mr. Sanders.
Who are you?
Maybe we can do business some other time. Sorry to have disturbed you. Well, that is that. Now we know where we stand, Cato. The gasoline we tested gives us something to work on.
Yes, Mr. Britt.
I checked with Sanders. He's at his home, and he has his income tax records there. And sometimes those records tell a great deal.
Yes, sir.
Moreover, he answered the phone himself, which indicates that he, like so many others, is without domestic help.
So we call on him now?
We do. You have the mask?
Yes, and the gun.
And we're ready.
Stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in his bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went along a narrow passage built within the walls of the apartment. This passage led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Britt Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness. ¶¶ Sanders of the Sanders chain of tank car gasoline stations had an associate in his home for a conference.
Well, I guess that cleans us up, Parks.
It does, Mr. Sanders.
I'm still curious about that phone call. It was odd.
Oh, it was probably some lawyer or a bookkeeper that wanted to pick up some extra cash.
Yes, probably was. You be more careful than ever with the handling of the tank cars. Remember, we're likely to have those cars taken over by the government at any time.
I know.
And have the boys instructed to dismantle them if it's likely.
They've got their orders.
We've got to be especially careful these days. But if we do watch our step, we can clean up.
Right.
I figure on backing Malcolm and a few of the others to the wall. And then buying them out for peanuts. Then when the war is over, we'll be on top of the world.
You bet we will. Well, good night, Mr. Sanders.
Night, Parks. Wonder who it was that phoned me. Voice didn't sound like a wheedling shyster, a down-and-out bookkeeper. Well, Parks, is that you? Thought I heard someone. Parks, have you left?
He's gone.
Who?
Back of you, Sanders.
Back of... Mask!
Sit down at your desk. I'll close this door.
You're the Green Hornet.
Sanders, I came here for information. The sooner you hand it out, the less trouble you'll have. I can, of course, give you a shot of gas from this gun and knock you out, and then search this place till I find what I'm after.
No, don't gas me.
Then don't cause it. I want your financial records.
What? My financial...
In short, I want to see what you're going to use. Make out your income tax return.
Income tax? It was you. You phoned me.
That's good logic.
But why? What do you want of me?
Let's have them.
Hello? This is Michael Axford, speaking for Doyle at police headquarters. What's that? The Hornet, you say? Suffering snakes, where at? Yeah, we'll be right there. Hey, Doyle, come on and fast. The Green Hornet's out again. He was seen coming from the house of a guy named Sanders. Let's get going.
Hang it all, Sanders, that don't make sense. Why would he come here to look at your income tax?
How do I know? I've told you what happened.
By golly, you didn't phone into the cops. Why didn't you report it?
Well, take a look at my phone, you'll see. It was cut.
Yeah, that's a good excuse. You didn't want to phone, did you?
I don't want to die young, and I'm not going against the Green Hornet's orders. Axford home yet?
I haven't seen him, Mr. Britt.
Out all night, huh?
Breakfast is ready. Morning paper reports Green Hornet.
That's interesting. No doubt Axford's been out all night hunting for the Green Hornet.
Yes, sir. As a result of phone call.
Well, we learned what we wanted to know, Keel. This man Sanders is the owner of a factory with facilities to remodel tank cars.
Yes, Mr. Britt.
He fixes the tanks in a special way for his own use, for carrying gasoline. And that's why his gas can pass the tests.
Well, why?
The testing gas is drawn from the tankers. But that is not the gas he sells.
Oh.
You see, there's a special compartment to hold the gas for testing. The stuff he sells is inferior. It could never pass government tests.
Yet people continue to buy it.
Because, Cato, they believe the advertising. And they blame any lack of performance in their cars on the condition of the car itself.
I see.
We have some more coffee, please, Cato?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. You know, people are strange in that way. Haven't you heard people say that their car always seems to run better after it's been cleaned and polished? It's purely psychological.
Yes, I have heard people say that.
The car doesn't really run a bit better than they think it does. But it seems to. Well, the same applies to Sanders gasoline. Because of the high-power advertising, people think that the gas is better, and so they think their cars run better and they get better mileage. I assume they must be right because so many people buy the gasoline.
But the mileage...
Well, few people can accurately check their mileage.
Yes, Mr. Pritt.
Cato, there's a dependable man named Dan Malone. Malcolm spoke of him. I want you to find out where I can reach Dan Malone this evening.
Very well, Mr. Britt.
I'll have to make one more move in Sanders' direction. Well, Michael Axford.
Reed, I'm just
get permission to use my car and keep it out all night. It's a fine thing.
Now you hold on. I've been shagging the Green Hornet.
A hornet?
All the night long, me and the cops have been hunting him.
Well, how'd you hear about him?
I was on the phone at the cops' headquarters while Doyle went out to take a look at the radio bulletins when the call came in. The Hornet was seen leaving the house of that guy Sanders, what runs the gasoline company.
Sanders?
And, Reed, I got to thinking maybe he's in cahoots with Sanders.
Why?
Well, there's something funny about it. Anyhow, the cops will have a cordon tonight. If that Hornet moves near Sanders' place again, by golly, he'll get what's coming to him. Pass the eggs, please.
That night, while Axford was once more with the police, hoping to be among the first on the scene when the Green Hornet was captured, Britt Reed and Cato again moved out in the Black Beauty.
Every policeman in the city will be on the lookout tonight, Cato.
I know it, Mr. Britt.
Did you check the smoke shells?
I replaced them with fresh ones.
We might need a smoke screen.
I thought of that. Mr. Britt.
Yes, Cato?
Sometimes I think the game gets too dangerous.
Too dangerous?
Yes. If ever you are caught...
I don't like to think of that, Cato. There's enough charge to the Green Hornet to send me to the chair.
And you could never prove different.
No. There's no way on earth to prove that I'm not guilty of the things they chalked against me.
Mr. Britt, there's a car coming from behind.
Police car?
Yes, it might be.
I found it tonight of all nights.
It's coming fast. It will pass.
It's possible they won't notice that this is the Black Beauty. Maybe they'll go right by.
I hope so.
I've got to get to Dan Malone tonight or never. They're coming up to pass now. Stand by the smoke screen lever.
I'm ready.
I'll tell you when.
They come alongside now.
Hey, you pull over there.
Now.
It's done.
Hey, it's the Green Hornet.
Gotta make a run for it now. Hang on. Cato, it's a good thing we're armored.
Smoke is very thick behind us.
It had better stay that way. I'm making a turn, so hold on. We can't go far like this. I'll shake them, then head for Dan Malone.
I'll tell you, Malone. I explained to Britt Reed just what the situation is. He may dig up something in Sanders' life.
I'd work on it myself, Mr. Malcolm, if there wasn't so much other business. I've got to take orders from headquarters, you know.
Oh, I understand that, Dan. I wouldn't ask you.
I'd do anything I could.
I thought you might be able to have these new samples of gas put through the laboratory. Some of my men got them from Sanders' tank cars today.
Oh, sure. Glad to.
And another thing.
Yeah?
Did you read about the Green Hornet being seen at Sanders' home?
Oh, sure.
Isn't your bureau interested in the Green Hornet?
Well, some of the boys are working on that. I'm just working for the Bureau of Standards, you know.
Oh, that's so. I... Dan.
Huh? What's the matter?
The window. Don't shoot me.
Lower it. I'm gassed. Keep your hands there, Malone. Don't move.
The Hornet.
I don't want to give you what I gave your friend.
I'm not moving. What do you want?
Not very much. From you. Fact is, I brought you something. Something nice.
What do you mean?
Don't worry about your friend. He'll recover consciousness in a few minutes. But here's a present for you. This envelope holds my contribution. I wouldn't think of trying to bribe you, Malone.
What's in that envelope?
I suppose your friend had a tip-off. He told you to give the tanker at Newell Street the once over tonight.
Newell Street? That's a Sanders station.
As if you didn't know it. But maybe you'll be so busy counting what's in that envelope that you won't have a chance to go out to Newell Street. Hold off till morning, and you can make all the inspection you want.
I see.
You got it straight?
I think I have.
Shortage of tank cars, you know. We've all got to work together for the duration. Scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
I don't know whether I understand.
Don't stall for time, Malone, because I'm leaving. I don't know how soon the boys will replace the Newell Street tank car with one of our double bottom jobs, but if you wait till morning, I know you can make the inspection.
Double bottom?
One thing more. The boss was a little concerned about his taxes. You might tell one of the boys in the Internal Revenue Department that he can win himself an envelope like that if he isn't too critical about a certain income tax return.
Holy mackerel, what a boner. Too late to get him. Hey, snap out of it. Come to, you're all right. Breathing okay. I'll let him sleep it off. Double bottom tank cars. Wow. Good gas for us to test and wildcat stuff for sale. So that's how he worked it. Sanders, you made your big mistake when you sent the Green Hornet here to bribe me. Hello, Chief? Dan Malone speaking. I've got the goods. Send some men to New Street Sanders. I'll be there with what it takes.
Cato, we get home early. You put the Black Beauty away. I'll take out the other car and go to Newell Street.
Yes, sir?
Oh, I'm surprised that you're open.
Oh, we run from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m.
I see.
How many?
Just three. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, what's the matter with those fellas? The way they put on their brakes, you
yeah,
think...
Yeah, the great Scott.
Hey, where you are, buddy. We're here to see what kind of gas you sell.
Oh, sure thing. Go right over to the tank car and help yourself at the source.
We will. And we'll also take it from the hose. And we'll also see what kind of a tank car that is.
Hey, listen,
Malcolm.
Britt Reed.
What are you doing here?
I'll just keep an eye on you, buddy, till we see what goes on.
That's Dan Malone. Britt, the Hornet called on him, and I was there. I saw the Green Hornet.
No.
Yes, and he gassed me. And he left money as a bribe for Dan Malone, of all people.
But what brings you here?
The Hornet said not to inspect this car. I guess he thought Dan was a crook. Why, Britt, the Hornet is working hand in glove with Sanders.
You got it?
Oh, yes, sure, Dan. Sure.
Hey, Malcolm, we've got the goods on us. Take these servicemen into custody and then go and pick up Sanders himself.
Britt, did you hear that?
Yes.
This is hot. I got the Sanders outfit this time. Found a double tank car. A little tank inside the big one. Tesso put Sanders where he belongs and it won't stop there.
Well, how's that?
He also tried to bribe his way through a phony tax return.
Sooner or later, Cato, they'll get around to checking Sanders' tax return.
And they will find them dishonest.
Well, I'm not sure about that. But they will find that he made his own tank cars.
What about the bribe money?
Well, Sanders will deny giving it. The money will have no claimants, so it'll be put to a good use. I wonder if anyone will realize that the amount of that bribe is exactly the same as the amount that was taken from those foreign agents a few weeks ago, when the Green Hornet was supposed to have robbed them.
Arrested in gasoline fraud, Green Hornet partner. Read all about it. Green Hornet still at large. Set the last three paper.
You have just heard the adventure, Gasoline and the Hornet. These exciting dramas are sent to you each week at the same time. They are copyrighted features of the Green Hornet Incorporated. All characters, names, places, and incidents used in this drama are purely fictitious. Bob Heitz speaking. This program has come to you from the studios of WXYZ in Detroit. This is the Blue Network.